After a clear and very cold start, temperatures are recovering nicely today across interior New York and New England with abundant sunshine. Clouds, however, will begin to increase, first the high thin variety through the afternoon, then they will lower and thicken, filtering out the sunshine by the end of the day. Still, with a light southerly breeze, temperatures should have no problem reaching into the upper 40s to around 50 for an afternoon high. Clouds will continue to thicken this evening as an Arctic front approaches from the north and west. The breeze will pick up out of the south and we'll have a few scattered rain showers as the front passes through. Then temperatures will drop quickly after the front moves by. The wind will flip around to the northwest and become gusty, at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour. A few gusts could exceed 40 miles per hour, and rain showers will shift over to snow showers before winding down late tonight as temperatures plummet into the 20s. This will leave us in that Arctic air mass for tomorrow. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, quite windy and very cold, with a few passing flurries and snow showers. It'll feel like the middle of winter, with highs staying in the 20s and lower 30s, but wind chill values between 0 and 15 above. We'll lose some of the wind on Friday night, but that will only make for an even colder start on Saturday morning. Most everyone in the single digits and teens. A nice recovery on Saturday afternoon, a bit more comfortable with less wind. We'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine, but still seasonably cold as highs stay in the 30s. We'll bounce back into the lower to mid 40s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday before the next front approaches on Monday. Just a weak disturbance with a few rain showers and highs again in the 40s. We'll climb back through the middle of next week into the middle and upper 40s with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an Arctic front is heading south through the Great Lakes and Midwest. There's not a lot of moisture with this front, but snow showers will be possible as it passes by, followed by that surge of Arctic air we've been talking about all week. With the air mass sweeping through the Great Lakes, the lake effect snow machine's already kicking in. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the UP of Michigan, where as much as 10 to 14 inches of snow is expected by tomorrow, with localized amounts of up to 16 inches possible. And Tropical Storm Rena weakened overnight in the North Atlantic Ocean about 330 miles south-southeast of Cape Race, Newfoundland. Maximum sustained winds are now near 45 miles per hour. Rena is expected to become a post-tropical cyclone later today and dissipate tomorrow over the open Atlantic while not affecting any land areas. Meanwhile, a front will move over the Pacific Northwest and northern and central California over the next 24 hours. Rain and high elevation snow will develop over the region into parts of the northern Rockies through tomorrow night. Winter weather advisories have been issued. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Punta Gorda, Florida, to a low of 3 below zero at Bozeman, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, lower 50s, Boston sunshine giving way to some clouds in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with a shower possible by the end of the day and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 33. The record high, 71, set in 1975, and the record low, 11, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:40 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:38 p.m., 9 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy, becoming windy tonight with rain showers, then snow showers blowing through with lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, becoming windy tonight with rain showers blowing through and lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy, becoming windy tonight, rain showers, then snow showers blowing through with lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly cloudy, becoming windy tonight, rain, then snow showers blowing through with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today, highs near 50. Mostly cloudy, becoming windy tonight, rain, then snow showers blowing through with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold, passing flurries and snow showers, upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunny but cold Saturday, 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s Sunday. A chance of rain showers Monday in the mid-40s. And a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the middle and upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.